He has a song with Eslabón Armado, and he just finished opening up the tour with Daniel Lux.
That's
today,
right.
We present R.
You know, you went on tour with Danny.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool. Touring, it's so crazy. It's nothing like what it seems from the outside. Like, sometimes there's times where, like, you can't even take a shower sometimes.
Damn, so you're telling me Danny doesn't take a shower before his shows?
And you're still in school, or?
Yeah, I'm a senior.
You're senior?
Graduating.
Damn. My boy got school tomorrow.
They do, but you'd think that people would, like, go up to me all the time and be like, oh, hey, you're this. But now they're, like, shy. I always get, like, DMs, and they're like, oh, you go to my school? I don't, like, want to go up to you because I feel like, I don't know, they feel like I'm intimidating or something.
Like,
I'm
just a regular person. He's like, what do you mean?
Like, what do you mean I'm intimidating?
Pedro was live on TikTok, and he was like, oh, recommend me songs to listen to. And then someone recommended Solo. And he was like, oh, I've quit this song. And then later, he DM'd me. He was like, oh, I really like your song Solo. Like, we should do the collaboration on this song.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Agusto Baba podcast. If you guys are new to this channel, make sure you guys give this video a thumbs up, like, and subscribe. Of course, you guys can listen to us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And before we get started on today's episode, we do want to say, as you guys can see, we are wearing Sad Boys merch. This stuff is sold out. They only sell it at shows, and it usually gets sold out. But we went to, like, the warehouse for...
I gave mine away, so...
Yeah, where they make the merch.
Where they make the merch, and they add some extras, so we took them. We're going to give them away. We're going to do a giveaway. So we're going to collaborate with Sad Boys Clothing, and I think we're going to do a live, right?
Yeah.
So make sure you guys follow us on Instagram, Agushwa Podcast, to watch the live soon. I still don't know exactly when, but follow us so you guys can see when we're going to do the live. And all you guys have to do is follow us and Sad Boys Clothing. We're going to be giving away these, the one Gecko's wearing, show it. And I think like a blue one, right?
Yeah, blue baby one. Blue one.
And honestly, color, they're and super color. High quality. Honestly, these are probably the best looking merch from an artist that I've seen in a long time. Well da.
That's a book crack.
Ya vieron la rayita. Sorry,
so hairy ass.
Dude, at the generation, he bent down and...
Caca came out.
No, like his butt crack showed, and they put the camera on him on the big ass screen.
Oh, my sister sent it to me. Dumb. And yeah. It was like, Junior, te amo, que te vi la rayita.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
I was fucked up.
Yeah, but if you're trying to match with your boy, like me and my boy, go see.
Hey, that's kind of cute. Y'all matching for the pod.
I know.
Yeah. I want people to know, you know?
Take this one off.
I want to. Huh?
Take it off.
No, I want to take it off, but it's because I have an Eslabón shirt under that's like a medium. Well, it was like a large.
It was reaching.
But after one wash. It's a husky small now, and stuff shows.
He has the muscle man tee.
What is it? Nostalgia.
We seen enough.
Yeah, we saw it enough.
Y'all seen enough. But I'm editing it, so I'm gonna cut that out.
Nah. All right, guys. Today, let's bring in the guest. Today, we have a special guest from Phoenix, Arizona. You guys have been requesting him in the comments. He has a song with Eslabón Armado, and he just finished opening up the tour with Danny Lux.
That's
today
right.
We present R.
Yeah.
17. We just found out he's 17. I thought he was 18. He's
guys,
17.
Something that I'll mention is he's tall as fuck.
Yeah, I'm
everybody
short.
Thinks I look. Everybody looks at my pictures. And they're like, you look taller than I thought. That you're gonna be like 5'5". Bruh.
Wait, how tall are you exactly?
I'm 6'3".
I remember I was on TikTok and I saw a video of you and Pedro performing.
Oh,
and you look tall as fuck next to him.
Nah, but Pedro's like what? Like 5'3"?
Yeah, he's pretty short too, but like...
Is he your height?
Short king.
No, I'm taller.
You're taller? You're 5'2", so he's like 5'1"?
Dang.
How tall are you, Pedro?
I'm 5'4 and a half on a good day.
Stop saying it and a half. Let's say 5'4.
But 6'3 and 17.
Yeah, bro.
That's crazy.
Some McDonald's, bro. I used to eat a lot of McDonald's when I was little. It helps.
It helps you grow.
Your family is tall.
No one.
No one?
Just you? Nah, just me.
That's true.
Yeah.
My boy, but
he was born to be a basketball player.
He about to get drafted.
God has his favorites, I guess.
Bro.
I guess I wasn't his favorite.
Anyway, bro, thank you for being here. Obviously, we're super proud, and we've seen what you've done in your music. Obviously, you made a song with Eslabón Armado, Solo, which was your song. You wrote it, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro.
And then you're also going on tour. But before we get into all the big things that you're doing, we want to take it back and, you know, kind of talk about how you get into the music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you get into the music?
So I got into music just by playing guitar. So I used to listen to like Ariel Camacho, Gracias sí. Herman, you know, that little era when they were all like kind of going off and Luis Chávez.
Virlán García and all.
Yeah, Virlán García and all of them. And so I wanted to learn how to play guitar. So mom got me like a little guitar for Christmas one day. And then, you know, I started learning how to play it. In the beginning, I didn't want to like sing because I didn't know how to sing. Mm-hmm. I just kind of wanted to play guitar for like a grupo or something. But I couldn't find a grupo around me. Like I found one, but like I got like scammed. Like they wouldn't pay me.
Oh, damn.
So I was like, damn, like I kind of just learned how to sing and play bass by myself because I was like, damn, I can't find my own grupo, so I have no choice but to learn how to do everything myself. So I learned how to sing, like, just watching YouTube and playing bass. And then I had, like, this little computer that I got a long time ago, but I never used it. Mm-hmm. But they had, like, GarageBand to record music, so I was like, oh, I have a use for this now. So I started recording just instrumentals and stuff and, like, writing my own music. And when I first started, I made like, corridos, kind of corridos tumbados.
Oh, shit.
Oh, okay, that's it.
Really?
Yeah, because Nata started popping off and everything, and Junior. And so I was like, damn, I fuck with this. I'm going to start making music. So I started recording instrumentals and stuff, and that's how you met me, just making instrumentals?
Yeah. I got a little story on that. So basically, I was kind of like him, you know, I just wanted to make music. And I made a beat. And then this fool sent it to me. you send me him like, hey bro, check him out. Like he makes beats too. I remember now. And then I was like,
wait, I sent you him?
Yeah. I remember now. Yeah, you.
When
sent,
was this?
This was all. This kind of like
I don't remember.
Kind of like when the grupo ended, kinda.
Oh, cause I was like I wanted to do like a trap song supposedly. Or why?
No, it was like it was like a beat on the guitars.
Oh, okay,
not like an actual beat.
Like a psh, psh.
Yeah. So I sent a tonada to him, and I was like, "Bro, check this out. Like, maybe you could do something with it." Because I actually liked the stuff that you were making. Like, it sounded good. And he sent it back to me, and he made something out of it. And then we kind of just reposted it, right? Mm-hmm. And then that was that. But now, like, obviously, now it's like something else, you know. So just for context, like, that's how kind of like we started, you know, just with the instrumentals and creating stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much how I like. Funded my whole thing because I was just making instrumentals and selling them, like, and then making my own music, but it wasn't that good. My main source of income was just making beats and selling them to other artists. And so with that, I started buying new equipment and everything, and my music started getting a little better. So then I dropped Tiempo, you know, with the drums.
Yeah.
Like, just a little experimental.
That's the song that kind of
put me under, yeah. Remember Chewy did a video reaction on it on TikTok?
Hey,
and then I got
Chewy.
Like a
shout
yeah, for real. Shout out to Chewy, bro. He's always been supporting me.
And you did that song with Alejandro, right?
Yeah, with Alejandro. Yeah, and then yeah, that was the first song that did pretty good.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington D.C. signing out.
All they have is just
the station with the best. In your face. All over the place.
She looks like every other I think the not, you tricky.
The Subverted Radio Show. Anywhere you get your podcast.
So, how long have you been doing music exactly? Did you get your guitar?
I got my guitar like 6 years ago. It's like when I was like 11.
11?
Yeah, and then I started like writing my own music like freshman year. So like 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Damn.
Yeah. And you're still in school, or?
Yeah, I'm a senior.
You're
graduating this year.
Do people from, like,
my boy
school,
got
like,
school tomorrow.
They do, but I don't know. You'd think that people would like go up to me all the time and be like, "Oh, hey, you're this," but now they're like shy. I always get like DMs and they're like, "Oh, you go to my school," but I don't want to go up to you because I feel like. I don't know, they feel like I'm intimidating or something. Like,
hey,
I'm just a regular person.
Yeah. He's like, what do you mean?
He's like, what do you mean I'm intimidating?
He's like, what is it?
Oh, damn.
My boy got fucking he got touring on Sunday and then school on Monday.
Yeah, but bro. You're on break, huh?
Yeah, I'm on break right now, but earlier, yeah, I had to miss a bunch of days from school.
And you think that affects, like, school-wise? Are you going to go, like, to college or... Focus on music.
Nah, I think I'm gonna focus on music, but it's not just because of music. Even if I didn't do music, I probably wouldn't go to college. I'd go to trade school or something and get like a nice job from trade school.
Yeah, college is a scam.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, right here talking to four dropouts. Oh, God. Four dropouts, man.
Hey, you want to know something funny? My boy, he was like one semester away from like
getting his fucking doctor's degree.
And we told him, Angel, don't go. Focus on your business. Focus on the podcast. And he didn't go.
Uh-huh. I'll go back, though.
We just tried to get him.
Yeah, but I'll go back. I mean, now that you know you're doing music and school, like, is it hard to find balance in between those two?
Yeah, because sometimes I have to miss days, like for this tour, so I have to like hurry up and catch up on my missing stuff, and like yeah, because the teachers, you'd think you could let them know like what's going on, and then they'd be a little more forgiving, but nah, bro, they don't care.
They don't care.
Now, like the other day, I was talking to my counselor, and then she was like, "Oh, so what are your plans after high school?" And I was like, "Well, music is going pretty well, like, so I think I kind of want to do that." And she was like, "No, but what are you actually gonna do after high school?"
Damn.
I was like, "Damn."
Wait, do like you that. Like? Tell them like what you're doing, like that you're touring and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was like, it's going pretty well. Like, I've been doing a few shows, you know. I'm like, I can, you know, financially provide for myself. But then she was like, "Nah, but what are you actually gonna do though?"
What
the hell? How's the concerts be the most unsupporting people on this earth?
Yeah, bro.
They were, in a sense, they were telling you like, "Oh, be realistic." You know what?
Yeah, she's like,
do?
She was like, "Be for real. Like, what are you actually gonna do?"
Damn.
Be FFR. It'd be like that, huh? And then when they're all successful, you could go back and be like, "Hey, I blew up." Like, hey.
Go take, give her some tickets. Be like, "Oh, these are sold out."
Give some tickets.
And then they're gonna hit you like, "I always believed in you."
Yeah. Like, they take the picture and be like, "Hey, mijo, come sit down right here."
Yeah.
One of my older students.
And what does your family like tell you about music?
Same. They're super supportive. Like, super proud of everything. Like my mom.
Shout out to your mom. And
yeah, your mom's right here.
What's cómo se llama tu mama?
Her name is Myra.
Shout out to Myra Trajo.
Bro.
She's currently live.
Yeah,
you guys follow her. You
since
guys
we started Facebook recording, live. she's been recording it. She's super proud. She looks super happy to bring her son here. And I think that's a common thing when we have with people that their parents are super supportive. Mm-hmm. I think that's, you know, the first supporters, the first fans, and it's always, you know, it's always part of the success story.
Yeah, it's really inspiring. Like right now that I've been on tour with Danny Lux, you know how he has like his mom and his dad and everything. Mm-hmm. They all like work as a team. It's super cool to see.
Yeah.
See
that. Yeah, that's what it kind of reminded me of, how he's always with his mom. Mm-hmm. And then like you come in with your mom. And
yeah, and Pedro too and all them, they're always with their mom.
Oh yeah, like the whole family.
Sister, yeah. It's really
shout out
cool.
to all the families that believe, and no shout out to all the counselors that didn't.
I know, right?
Yeah.
What I noticed is that there's a lot of successful young artists. Why do you think, you know, most of the genre that's kind of popping off is like so young?
I think it's just because it's more like relatable, I guess, like the type of music that's out, you know, like the sad stuff, or you know, just stuff you can relate to. And you know, obviously our generation, you know, the lyrics that come with the songs, everything,
like
it's
the
just
breakups, people, yeah, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just more relatable, I guess.
And
I think,
how do you define like the style of your music?
Just experimenting. Obviously, like, my music is, like, rooted in regional, you know, mm-hmm. the guitars and stuff like that. But just experimenting, like I said, with tempo, with the drums, I was like, oh, drums would sound crazy on this. Or
yeah.
I just got my little drum pad, just put drums on it. I was like, oh, it sounds kind of good. I think I'm going to drop it like this.
And how do you get inspired to write your music? Do you, like, well, have you, like, been heartbroken?
He wants to ask,
who broke your heart?
Have you?
No, yeah, honestly, most of my music comes from personal experience. Like, even if the song itself isn't, like about me, like, a line or a verse in there, like, any, like, a little part of that song was inspired off of something that I went through. So I feel like even if the entire song isn't, like, a little part is always, you know, that gets it started. So
you think something has to happen to you in order for you to write like that?
I don't think it has to, because sometimes I'll take, I don't know, I'll hear something from a friend that happened to them, or I'll see something.
And you write, know, I should make a song. You write all your music?
Yeah, I write all my music, yeah.
You could give you a whole book about his life.
A whole Bible.
Yeah, my boy, yeah, we might need a new
album.
Story. Yeah.
You know, the lyrics, just ask him what's been going on with him.
Yeah, but not as much as Keiko. My boys.
My boy been going. They've been through the trenches with these females.
I've been in the trenches, but this guy?
Damn.
A whole album, part 1, 2, 3.
A whole career.
A movie.
Yeah.
So and,
and it's easy for you to write? Like, it comes easy to you naturally?
Honestly, bro.
Or practice?
Nah. Sometimes it's super hard where you just don't have inspiration at all to do it.
Like writing block?
Like, yeah. Like, for example, the song that I dropped for Spotify, Solo Navidad, was like a little promotional thing that they had us do for Spotify. And I went to Delaware, where Jose, my manager, lives, to go record the song. And then I already had an idea, but we like scratched it. We were like, oh, we should make something else. And then he was like, oh, just write something else. I was like, okay, I'll do that. So I was trying to write the song. And I was in the booth for like 5 hours, bro, just trying to get something out. Yeah. It was so stressful. Sometimes it's super hard to like come up with something. And then sometimes it's super easy. Like it comes out in like 5 minutes. Like Tiempo, that song, I thought about the melody and I wrote it in like 5 minutes.
That's crazy.
Compared to Solo, where I had made a version of it like a super long time ago before it dropped, but I didn't really like it. And then I came back to it later and I kind of changed up some like the melody and some of the lyrics. I was like, oh, I like this. So that song took like a few months to finish.
And how's your Spanish? Do you struggle writing like music with it?
My Spanish is fluent, but it's like super basic. Mm-hmm. I feel like my vocabulary isn't like that developed.
Do you get any help from like, you ask your mom, oh, does this make sense? Or
I try to get help and stuff, but for the most part, it's just me. But I feel like I should work on like my vocabulary.
Kind Are you no sound? More. Huh? Like if we were to interview you right now in Spanish, would you be able to do it?
No. Yo sí sé hablar español bien.
See?
Damn, you kind of sound like an angel, my boy.
Ask him.
Háblame español.
Okay.
Pero hazle una pregunta en español.
Okay.
Ask him something.
Him to me or me to him?
No, you to him. Oh, en español, en español.
Listo. Estamos practicando.
Okay. ¿Qué desayunaste hoy?
Ahorita comimos tamales y pozole y estaba muy bueno, la verdad.
No, he's pretty fluent, I'd say.
Es porque tuvimos una posada ayer.
Yo, what? Is that why you're good at Spanish?
What?
Y ahora ya sabes español bien porque ayer tuvimos una posada.
Oh no, I was just trying to give him like.
En español, en español.
I just wanted to give him. En español. Like.
Se trabó.
Okay, no. It's because I was trying to give you context of yesterday mm-hmm. about what I ate. So I didn't really follow up about like, oh, you're pretty good in Spanish. Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. Nah. But yeah, well. Why do you think there's a lot of no sabos? Like, I'm just trying to find out, too.
I don't know, because I feel like now it's like, common to speak English, even with your parents. Mm-hmm. Like, my mom, she gets mad at me if I speak English to her. She'll be like, hey, no, habla español. Aquí no se habla inglés. And, you know, so speaking English at home and then at school, then you kind of, you speak Spanish less.
Does your mom speak English, too?
She does, but, you know, it's like being her English. She got an accent.
Yeah, well, I think it's cool when they reinforce that. You know, it's part of the culture, and I think it's fun. We were talking with Dunos the other day, and mm-hmm. we were saying how we get to experience like twice as much music mm-hmm. and like movies, the culture, everything. Two cultures, you know?
Yeah, I think it's that's really cool.
What part of Mexico are you guys from?
My family's from Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
Yeah.
Chihuahua.
El acento de...
Yeah, they got that little.
Have you been?
I've never been. I've only been to Rocky Point. That was like a long time ago.
Where is that?
Wait, you were born here?
Yeah, I was born here. Yeah, in Phoenix.
In Phoenix, Arizona? Yes. Damn.
Rio La Finiquera. Puro 602.
Gardo once.
Gardo.
I went to go to Gardo on Saturday. Rio La Finiquera. I'm going to get my thing. 602.
Damn, bro. One thing that I want to touch upon is the dueto with La Bon. Mm-hmm. I think the song was really, really unique. I noticed the chords that you use are jazz chords, but more than anything, I want to know, how did that collaboration come about?
So, like, since a while back, they kind of knew about me because of the song Solo. Like, I remember one time Brian was on the live and someone told him to play because he was just playing bass. So someone was like, oh, play solo on the bass. So he's just playing solo. And then, like, a few months later, Pedro was live on TikTok and he was like, oh, recommend me songs to listen to. And then someone recommended Solo. And he was like, oh, I fuck with this song. And then later, he DM'd me. He was like, oh, I really like your song Solo. Like, we should do the collaboration on this song. I was like, oh, I'm down. So, like, 2 days later, I went to a studio with Danny Felix and Damien to record the song.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Other Phoenix legends.
Yeah, for
yeah,
real, Danny
Phoenix
Felix,
legends.
Damien.
Bro, and it was kind of like last minute, too, because I heard that the album was basically done. And then they added that, like.
Yeah, it was super last second. The album dropped, like, a week or two after, I think, or even sooner.
And how did that feel?
Mm-hmm.
Felt that cool. It was like my first time in a studio, or in like
in a legitimate
studio. Yeah, that was my first time because I record everything in my room. Mm-hmm. I have all my stuff to record in there. So yeah, it was pretty cool. And
I think that's a huge accomplishment. Yeah, bro. Congrats.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
And it widens out your audience. To be honest, Eslabon is like big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before the song, I had like 5K followers on Instagram, and then the song dropped, and then in like a week, I had like double that. Like, it was life changing, bro, when that song dropped.
Yeah, I think it's one of the best songs on the album, if I'm being honest. Like, in my opinion, it's really good. And another thing I want to touch upon is the chords that you use in your music. Mm-hmm. They're not regular regional chords. Like, how do you come about using jazz chords in your music?
So I first heard about the jazz chords through like Danny Lux's music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I used to really listen to his old album, you know, like, for what it's called, Fases del Amor, I think it's called, his old music.
It's like a pink cover?
No, it's like a vintage cover. It has like a car. And,
oh, okay, oh, like a flying car.
Yeah, like a flying car, yeah. That album is really good. And I heard it on some other songs too. I think Eslabón used them too in Vibras de Noche. So I was like, oh, these chords are nice. I want to try out different chords.
Because,
mm-hmm. you know, before you used to use like the regular chord shapes, no?
Yeah.
For Regional Mexicano. So, like, yeah, the chords really caught my ear. So I started using them.
No, I think it definitely adds a different flavor to the sound.
Stands mm-hmm. out.
It really stands out. It gives it more like a vibrant color to the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're also using different sounds in your music as well.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could talk about like the different sounds that you're using, or how did you get the influence to use different sounds? For example, like the drums.
Mm-hmm. The drums, just through like, you know, indie music, it's like a pretty basic indie drum pattern. You know, I listen to like Cuco and stuff, and so that's where the drum patterns came from. And just the different sounds, they just come from, you know, wanting to be different or like standing out from
mm-hmm.
from the rest of the music, you know, because I feel like that's really important, like as an artist. Because, you know, I dropped music before Tiempo and all that, but I don't think it's a coincidence that I dropped Tiempo, you know, with that little drum or different style, and that it did good. Because, yeah, it just doesn't sound, it sounds different.
And right now, who's an artist that you look up to?
Right now, I'd say Ivan, when it comes to the genre.
Mm-hmm.
Ivan, because he's doing, like, really big things. And his music is also really unique, in my opinion. Like, the way, you know, he structures everything. But like as a whole, I think Bad Bunny is super inspiring, because, you know, we make very different types of music, but it's crazy how like how much he's done. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy
in a short amount of time as well.
Mm-hmm.
Relax. He's a huge Bad Bunny fan.
Oh yeah,
me too, bro.
I'm gonna get the new shoes. Watch, you're gonna see me like Benito.
He's gonna become him.
Call me Jay
Benny. Duetos that you want to be doing this year with? Or the year that's coming in. The year that's coming in.
Yeah, of course. You know, people that I work with right now, like Danny, I don't know, Ivan, that would be super sick. Just anyone, I'm down to work.
Yeah. I think it's cool that you say you're inspired by Ivan, because even Ivan's mentioned that he's influenced by alternative rock. You mentioned
mm-hmm.
alternative rock. So like this new set of artists are getting inspired by different sounds.
Yeah, and I think that's really important. Like when an artist listens to different types of music outside of the genre, because I feel like when you listen to music, like subconsciously you pick out things that you like from that music and you mm-hmm. kind of incorporate it into mm-hmm. your like songwriting.
You need to get more creative process. Stuff, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It helps you be more creative when you look at different, you know?
Yeah, fresh new sound, so it doesn't sound the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now that you see like the success coming in music and everything, what are some things that like you would want to improve, like that you learned throughout the time for the following years?
It's a good question, Kiko. I like it.
What I'd want to improve, honestly, is just like my work ethic, because I feel like when it comes to making music, there's sometimes times where it becomes super stressful. Like there's a lot of things that people don't see. Like, you know, behind the scenes when it comes to making music, you know, obviously artists, they always drop their best songs and it's like, oh, damn, this guy doesn't miss. Mm-hmm. But they don't see the hours that it takes to sometimes to make a single song
mm-hmm.
or like all the times that you're like, mm-hmm. it's like super frustrating sometimes because you just can't make something, or sometimes you do, but you just don't like it.
Or you can't finish.
Like how you said right now that I try to put myself in your shoes when you said you were in the booth right there just and you needed to get something out. And I'm pretty sure there was like people looking at you like,
yeah,
it's like, all right, what is it happening now? And
huh?
Yes, yeah, that's the stuff that people don't see.
That's why I was in the booth, because I'm the type of person that I need to be like by myself when I make a song. Because I feel like making a song, or at least for me, it's like a very like vulnerable, like
personal,
yeah, like thing when it comes to making.
And you got Jose looking at you like,
Yeah, Jose, like
bro, hurry up.
Jose's like, we got 2 minutes left.
Like, they're about to
before like, the new hour starts.
He's like, studio time's expensive, my boy.
Like, yeah, I'm about to drop you right now if you don't.
It's like, you're dropping the
And talking about working and collaborating, you know, you went on tour with Danny.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big, you know, it's a big deal. We saw you. We saw you at Array.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Array, yeah.
Yeah, congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. Yeah, it's been pretty cool. The touring, it's so crazy. It's like, it's nothing like what it seems from the outside. Like there's sometimes there's times where like you can't even take a shower sometimes, or it's just, you know, being in the car super long. So yeah, it was definitely like an experience. I'm really grateful that I got to be on the tour.
Long ass car drives and so, huh?
Yeah, for real, bro.
Uncomfortable.
Like,
weird, like.
Yeah, and then sometimes like you don't even have time to do stuff. Like sometimes you don't have time to take a shower or do this, or, you know, like sometimes you just want to look around the city, but.
You don't get a chance to.
No, you don't get a chance
Damn,
to.
So you're telling me Danny doesn't take a shower before his shows?
I like
that Danny does not shower.
He's like, next tour, we'll try that out.
We'll try showering.
any highlights from the tour?
From the tour, any highlights?
Maybe what's your favorite city?
My favorite city? honestly, I think it was... They were all good, you know? I don't want to...
Yeah.
But I think Oakland was super, super sick. Oakland, the crowd was so good. And Pomona yesterday, too. Pomona was super sick. But, yeah, I think those were, like, my favorite moments.
And I have one question regarding the tour. Why did you decide to do this tour solo?
Solo? Because I feel like when I did backing tracks, everything was, like, recorded, but I also added other stuff besides just the regular instruments. So I feel like when you do backing tracks, it gives you more freedom over the production,
mm-hmm.
you know, because when you're up there with músicos, you know, you just have the músicos to work with.
Mm-hmm.
You can add backing tracks but I don't know, it becomes a little more complicated.
Because everybody has to be online, I mean, everybody. Like, at time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially when you have 3 people following, like, a backing track. So I kind of just wanted to have me with the backing tracks. And then I added like a bunch of different stuff. Like some songs had like synths in it.
Mm-hmm.
They had like different stops or effects like that. So I think it's really cool to be able to have that freedom over the production.
Mm-hmm.
But it was definitely more scary though.
Because you're by yourself, huh?
Yeah, because it's just me and my guitar. So I had to...
No one to fall back on.
No. It was kind of just me. I had to, you know, like do something.
But in the Pomona show, you had musicos, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you have?
Had David and Derek, EXO Derek.
Oh, David, he's a mix and master engineer, right?
Yeah.
And he plays the bass.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to David and EXO Derek.
Shout out to David and Derek. They're
super cool guys.
And you put all this work, you know, you make your song, it comes out, people like it. Then, you know, you get the chance to go on tour. You're up there in front of all these people. How does it feel when people know the lyrics and sing your song?
It feels good. It feels amazing. Like, it's like nothing you can, like, it's indescribable. It's like super nice. Sometimes there was also some shows, like for example in Utah, where like no one knows you, so it was kind of awkward sometimes, you know, just playing and then everyone's just kind of looking at you like
who's
there? Mm-hmm. Hurry up! I'm trying to see Danny.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's part of the experience of
part of the process
coming up.
Yeah, that's part of it. Yeah.
And another thing that I noticed from you that I thought was super unique is that you're using an electric guitar with the backing tracks and everybody else is doing the regular guitars.
Mm-hmm, the regular guitars. Yeah. I don't know. I just thought having the electric was a little better. And
yeah, that's a nice ass guitar too.
Thank you. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Let's get it.
All right, guys. We are back from the break and Eric got the guitar. He's about to play some. Yes. That was gonna be some tunes, remember?
Some tunes.
He's like, give me vocals.
He can do some riffs.
Give me vocals.
Yeah. But before we get into what everybody's waiting for, what's next in your career? You've accomplished a lot of things, but we know that you already have stuff in the works.
Yeah, right now I'm working on like a project that I want to get done. Hopefully by the end of this month to have it out, or at least have it ready to be released early next year, or, you know, this month.
Is it like a single or an album?
Yeah, like I'm working on having an album. You know, it'll be my first album. So
that's
like, the idea behind this album is just sounds that I like. So it'll be a bunch of different types of songs, like not just regional or not just, you know, like the regular stuff that I've been putting out, but like a mix of everything that I like into one, kind of as an introduction to like kind of show everybody like what I can do.
What you're about.
Is there like any duetos we should be expecting?
Any duetos? On the album, probably I'll have like a dueto. I know me and Estevi or Sarah Silva, you know, she was on the Eslabon album. We're working on a cover. So that's for sure for now.
Are you going to have Danny Lux on it?
I hope so.
I hope so.
Like the codec.
I hope so.
We're going to put the meme right here. But
that's cool.
Yeah,
bro.
Just working on a project, and hopefully next year, we'll be having my own tour and stuff too. If the album does, you know, good, we'll have plenty of people to show up.
We wish you the best, bro, and we're gonna support the album.
Thank you, bro.
I was looking to see too. You're like on 7 different Spotify playlists.
Oh yeah, bro. The support I get from Spotify is crazy. But yeah. I also gotta give it to Jose too, because he's always like recommending me to different like Spotify curators or. Just in general.
I don't know if it's 7 or 9, but I was like, oh, that's
yeah, it's a few, especially after that Christmas song came out for Spotify. I think that Christmas song is like on 9. Just that song.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And kind of like one last question. If you were to give advice to anybody that's coming up, like the way that you did and has this passion for music, what would you advise them?
Don't listen to your counselors.
Yeah, for real, don't listen to your counselors. Nah. But... yeah, the advice I would give is just to most importantly, to make music that you like, you know? Just because you see this artist has having success with this sound or this type of music, you know? I feel like it's really important to make music that you like and always try to have fun with it and experiment. Because I feel like the best way to kind of make it is to have like a unique sound, something that people can like identify with you and just work on. You know, your craft every day. Just try to make new music. And, you know, but yeah, most importantly, like, just having fun with it.
There you go. R himself said it.
Any chance we could listen to some of your songs? Maybe an unreleased one?
Unreleased? Oh, yeah. I have like a little sample right here on my phone.
I could. But I think we should start with Solo. Yeah. And then give us some exclusive stuff.
For Gecko.
All right. Gecko, sound, please.
Gecko, mic.
Gecko.
like that.
All right, let me get a sip of water. Man, I've been sick. I was struggling.
Yeah, you were struggling
tour, bro.
Show?
Like sometimes I was singing on the tour, and it was like up here. I wanted to cough so bad. But
oh, really? Man?
Yeah.
And you're like, I have 12 minutes left to hold this in.
Like, it just,
for real.
Like,
and like that's the thing. Like when you're doing it by yourself, you have no one that can like back you up. You know? Because usually, like when you have your musicos. The segunda voz que like fill in while you cough.
Mm-hmm.
You're alone.
While you cough.
He's like, hey, saluda la gente.
Yo no mi gente.
Like mid song, fucking the gallo comes out.
Yeah.
Has that happened to you?
Nah, I know that happened to Danny though on one of the songs.
Yeah.
Kind of voice cracked.
Like, oh, well, the voice is normal. I thought you meant like a cough. With the
nah, I thought you meant like a gargajo.
My crack like every day. Like
every day.
Damn, Danny doesn't shower.
Nah.
That's what
shower
you
before the show.
Shower.
Yeah, nobody showers.
Let's everybody get it, stinks. Man. Solo by R.
Alrighty. La verdad, yo sí me esforcé. Pero tú no entiendes. No sé qué hice pa merecer. El odio que por mí tienes, dime qué tengo yo que hacer. Pa' tu amor volver a tener. Mi solución ha sido tomar. Y lo más triste es que sé que no te voy a dejar de amar. Aunque alguien ya tiene, soy esclavo a tu mirar. No sé qué hacer si tú aquí no estás. Dímelo si mi reemplazo ya lo tienes. No me has hablado en varios meses. Dime que te fallé. Tú eras mi última esperanza. Yo estaba triste y me abrazabas. ¿Y ahora qué voy a hacer? Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, that sounds a banger.
Thank you, thank you.
It's crazy that it's a Labon here.
So specific.
I know, bro. It was so out of nowhere.
I think it's also crazy too, because like their album's finished, but they're like, no, we need to like put this.
Like, we need, yeah, for real. It was crazy, bro. I was like, I remember I was at my grandma's house just chilling, and I get a text. I was like, oh, I didn't even know how to react. I was just like, oh shit. And then I was trying to play it cool and try not to fanboy. Like, and like on the inside, I was like, oh shit, what the? But I was replying like, oh, I'm down.
You know, some light.
For real, like,
I'm light work right now.
Let me think about it, Pedro.
Let me think. Shit, like, maybe.
Let me talk to my agent and see what he says.
Let me see what days we have open.
Like, have you set up your consultation?
Consultation.
Let's see when I'm available. My counselor. Counselor would have been like, fuck no.
Nah, bro.
Screenshot sent to the counselor. Email. Forward it.
And what's the story behind that song?
That song? Like, I made it when I was down bad. Like, a year ago, 2 years ago. Yeah, so that song was like 100% out of personal experience.
Damn.
And then, yeah, it just came out of me. That song and Me Olvidaste, a song that I dropped, those are both kind of the same. It's about the same.
Damn.
Same thing.
You want to write good music? Be down bad.
Yeah, it helps.
Get heartbroken.
Yeah, it really does help.
Damn, but the thing is, some of us are just down bad and we don't write a song. Huh?
For real, you got to.
That's awesome. We got guys like you that make super specific and relatable songs. Uh-huh. I'm like, damn, how do you know?
Yeah, like sometimes, you know, you get heartbroken and it's like, you're not even sad about it. It's just like, this is a business opportunity.
Yeah. It's all perspective.
We just see it as heartbreak. We didn't see a business opportunity.
No, for real, business opportunity.
That's the difference.
I'm going to think about that the next time I get heartbroken.
Hey, this has the potential.
Yeah.
You text her, goodbye, thanks for the business opportunity.
For real.
Like, we up now.
I got lyrics.
Like, little do you know, we up now.
For real.
You just gave me a bag.
You just bought me a bag.
Damn, what? Other song can you play for us?
What do you want the people to hear?
Showcase.
This new song that I've been working on, I'm gonna try to play on the guitar. The recording for the song is kind of like a bossa nova kind of rhythm. Mm-hmm. I previewed it on my story not too long ago, but yeah, I guess I'll, you know, let people hear it here on the podcast.
It
feels like this is called, actually I don't know what it's called yet. When I finish it.
Yo de ti me enamoré cuando ni te conozco y todo iba bien. Tal vez tienes a otro, ¿por qué será que me duele tanto si no fuimos nada? Pienso en lo que pudo ser. Ando viendo tus fotos y sé que no está bien. No me atrevo a borrarlos. ¿Por qué será que me gustas tanto si no fuimos nada?
Yeah, that's kind of the main part of the song.
Yeah,
I'll show for now.
I can tell my boy Gecko was
thank
feeling
you, thank
it.
You.
My boy was getting lost in those
that
words.
Was, like, I did too. I
thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's very relatable. At least to us too.
Yeah, bro. I'll slide the audio when it's done.
Oof. Damn.
That's sick, bro. Oof.
We got even more lucky. We got to hear it live.
You sent like an early early song to Chewy, huh?
To Chewy? I think so, a while ago. Oh, yeah. The one on his interview, no? Oh. Yeah, the Zoom call interview.
Yeah, Chewy's our boys.
Yeah, always supportive. Boy, Chewy.
For real.
My boy Chewy putting in the work all the time.
Because we ain't getting
none. Not really, sort of fast.
Do you think if we were to, like, bribe Chewy for the Ivan Correo tickets, he'll give it to us?
I don't know.
No, because Chewy has tickets.
Chewy got tickets.
He bought them, right?
Bro, I was on the website too.
I'm pretty sure there's a way we could like touch you, like, hey, you know.
I was going to buy it, but it said, like, pre-sale, and I was like, okay, like, I won't buy them right now. I'll buy them on the sale.
Mm-hmm.
Sale didn't happen.
Damn. Yeah, bro.
They sold out really fast. That was crazy.
We gotta wait till next year. Or literally two years. Yeah. But in terms of you recording
thank you,
music.
I appreciate it.
Who do you got in the studio? Just yourself right now?
For the majority of like my career, like it's been just me. But until recently, like a few weeks ago, since we've been on like the tour and everything.
Sorry, my boy.
Oh, shit.
Got some lint. But yeah, up until recently on the tour, I've been meeting a lot of cool people and stuff. So I connected with this producer. His name is Juan. He kind of helped Danny Lux do some production too. So I've been trying to kind of get help from more places. So I started off with him. It's just me and him right now working on, you know, the production part of it. So yeah, especially with this new type of music that I'm trying to make, just it involves more like, I don't know, not just acoustic sounds or instruments, not just live instruments, but also stuff like more technical stuff, you know, that I don't really know about, but he knows a lot about that. So yeah, I've just been trying to get more help.
No, that's good. Stuff. I feel like as you keep growing, you'll be able to network with more people and mm-hmm. meet more people who will help you with your sound.
Yeah, that's really important. I kind of struggled with it in the beginning because I'm not a very like social person. No, I know how to talk to people, but it's just sometimes I just don't want to. Like, I have like a social battery. Like, I'll talk. Like, for example, shows. I'll do a show, and after the show, I'll just sit and just be like, oh, damn. Because it's like, you know, everything all at once. And afterwards, it's just...
too much.
Yeah.
But you know you need to go out there and talk to them.
You just got to, You got to
push yourself a little bit.
I think my boy Andrew could relate to that, too.
That was a personal experience.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just shit that, you know, you got to go... follow through, and you kind of get used to it.
Yeah, you get used to it, definitely. Yeah, no,
he's like almost running out. Y'all better finish the interview.
my social battery is at 5%.
Yeah, just enough to wrap it up.
The interview, bro.
Like, I got like 2 minutes left,
bro.
When you record music, do you record like all the instruments on your own, or?
Yeah, I record all the instruments by myself up until now. Yeah, I've been having some help with the production,
awesome.
But yeah, for the most part, it's just been me on the guitar, the bass, the drums and everything.
In your half his shows, have you seen those people that had like all the instruments connected at the same time?
Yeah. Where they're just looping him.
Yeah.
You know FKJ?
Nah.
FKJ?
JFK?
JFK.
Dirty F. Kennedy?
The drive?
What does John F. Kennedy got to do with
that? No. Okay, my bad. There's
presidential trivia?
I didn't laugh. I just don't even
know. No, because there's this artist. I don't. It's FKJ or KJF or he would just like loops his music, but it sounds sick as fuck. There's a song called Tato. I don't even know heard of it.
Huh? I think so.
Wait, what do you mean?
There's a song where the guy,
I recognize that.
He's just like looping his music, and it sounds so sick. But that's what Keiko was saying. But I was just trying to like add more context to what he was saying, but like nobody knew the artist I was talking about, so like now I just looked dumb.
John F. Kennedy, I didn't know.
No, we know him. We learned that about him in like 11th grade.
No, that's what I'm saying. I probably said it wrong.
No, I'm just kidding.
That song, like, boom.
All right, guys. Well, damn, bro, we appreciate you coming to the podcast.
Thank you for having
me. Is this your first podcast?
Like in person, yeah. The last one was with Chewy, through the Chewy, Zoom bro. Call.
Boy, Chewy's stepping up his
game. Damn. Yeah, we gotta stop shouting out Chewy so much. Yeah. I don't got no.
We invited Chewy here once. Oh, shit. We appreciate you coming, bro. And is there any, like, last words you want to say, like, to the fans?
That camera.
Just thank you to everybody, you know, for supporting. I wouldn't be here in this room without any of you guys, you know, listening to my music. Be a new music coming soon.
No. R, guys.
Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, support him, follow him on Instagram, listen to his music on Apple and Spotify.
Guys, and we're only a couple subscribers, actually 1,000 subscribers away from hitting 100,000 subscribers.
Like 2,000, I think. 2,000-3,000, something like that.
Yeah. So please subscribe. Get us to 100,000. We're trying to pop some bottles. But...
he's not lying.
He's not lying. And even if we don't get to 100K, he's still going to pop bottles.
No, bro. Peace out, guys. Thank you guys for the support.